The Mahavikas Agadi government is in trouble with rebel Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde taking the support of close to 50 MLAs and hinting towards supporting a BJP-led government in Maharashtra. This has put the tri-party alliance of the Shiv Sena, Congress and NCP in the doldrums and also raised questions on the future of the Shiv Sena under Uddhav Thackeray. Radhesham Jadhav, who has been covering the happenings since Monday, helps give a snapshot of the political situation in Maharashtra and its likely play in national politics. Welcome to BL Context, Radhesham.
Yes, thank you, Siddharth.
So, Eknath Shinde, who is he? Why is he unhappy? And why now?
To start with, Eknath Shinde is one of the senior most leaders in Shiv Sena. And since 1990s, he's very much active in Shiv Sena organization and electoral politics. So he comes from Western Maharashtra, but he settled in Thane. And he's follower of one of the prominent Shiv Sena leaders called Anand Dighe, who died in road accident. After Anand Dighe, it is Eknath Shinde who controls Shiv Sena in Thane and Kalyan area. So he's very senior leader. His son Shrikant is a member of parliament from Kalyan. And Eknath Shinde was hoping that Uddhav Thackeray would never join active politics. Like many other senior Shiv Sena leaders, Eknath Shinde was hoping and believed that no one from Thackeray family will be in active politics. In 2019, when Uddhav Thackeray decided to snap ties with BJP and join hands with NCP and Congress, it was Eknath Shinde's name that came up as Shiv Sena chief minister candidate. But it was Sharad Pawar who insisted that Uddhav Thackeray should take the responsibility. From the day one, when Uddhav Thackeray stepped in as chief minister of Maharashtra, Eknath Shinde is unhappy. Rather, even Uddhav Thackeray and senior Shiv Sena leaders knew that Eknath Shinde remains a weak link in the party, which BJP could tap anytime. To answer your question, why now? As I said, Eknath Shinde was unhappy from the day Uddhav Thackeray became chief minister. He was expecting that as a senior most leader, he would get the chance to be the chief minister or Shiv Sena chief ministerial candidate. The recent Rajya Sabha elections and state council elections, the ruling alliance candidates lost despite having sufficient votes. So that was a trigger. And immediately, when Eknath Shinde realized that, okay, now it's time to move on, he accompanied almost 30 Shiv Sena MLAs and decided to leave Mumbai and he went to Surat. And as I said, BJP is with him. BJP is supporting him right now. So that's why Eknath Shinde is playing his cards efficient, I would say, with the backing of the BJP.
Is this the end of the road for the MVA?
If you go by numbers, the short answer is yes. Because almost the 40 to 45 MLAs are right now with Eknath Shinde. And as we are speaking now, more MLAs are joining him, according to the reports. So in this case, there are hardly any MLAs left with Uddhav Thackeray. So out of 55, 56 MLAs, 37 MLAs or 40 MLAs are with Eknath Shinde. Then the government loses the majority. So probably, yes, this is the end of the road for MVA.
Is this the end of the Thackeray's control over Shiv Sena?
It's a difficult question to answer in the sense, technically, if you ask me, the answer is yes. Because with majority of MLAs, more than two-thirds of MLAs joining Eknath Shinde, Eknath Shinde can now claim that he is the Shiv Sena leader in the state legislature. Rather, he has already claimed this. And he can also say that the rebel MLAs are actual Shiv Sena. Surprisingly, since yesterday, Shiv Sena MPs, member of parliaments, are saying that whatever stand Eknath Shinde has taken is for the benefit of Hindutva and the party. So now, member of parliaments are slowly moving towards Eknath Shinde. In this case, if member of parliaments and MPs form a group, probably they will have control over Shiv Sena and Uddhav Thackeray will have to fight probably legal battle to claim the party title, symbol, and also to save his post as head of the Shiv Sena.
How will this impact the presidential polls? What is the national angle?
So Siddharth, presidential elections are on July 18th. So before that, this will be sorted out. I think that within a couple of days, Eknath Shinde will come out open, and probably they will bring in no confidence motion against Chief Minister or against the Speaker of the Assembly, and BJP will step in. Already there are talks between Eknath Shinde and Devendra Fadnavis that Devendra Fadnavis will be Chief Minister, Eknath Shinde will be Deputy Chief Minister, Eknath Shinde's son will probably become a minister in Union Cabinet. So presidential elections will not hamper, or there'll be no impact, and before July 18th it will be sorted out. The national angle is Devendra Fadnavis has emerged as the strongest leader in Maharashtra because of backing of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and especially Amit Shah, Home Minister Amit Shah. So Uddhav Thackeray was trying to build a parallel narrative for Hindutva. And Devendra Fadnavis in 2019, when he had to resign because Uddhav Thackeray joined hands with NCP and Sena, had announced that he will come back and BJP will bounce back in the state. So since 2019, these efforts are on. At national level, probably there'll be no other party which will try to counter BJP with parallel or alternative Hindutva narrative. Shiv Sena was the only party which challenged BJP with its alternative or parallel Hindutva, whatever you may say.
How do you see the coming days pan out in terms of the political situation in Maharashtra?
As of now, Congress has no role to play. With its 44 MLAs, Congress will be just waiting and watching what developments are taking place. Sharad Pawar has gone silent. He has not said anything. He said that chief ministerial responsibility was with Shiv Sena, and Shiv Sena has to sort it out with the MLAs. So for Congress and NCP, there is no role left because they don't have enough numbers to form the government. So Congress, NCP combined, it's not possible for them to form the government. It's only BJP or NCP, BJP and NCP, or BJP or the Eknath Shinde faction can form the government. And I don't think that Congress will join any effort. Even if Sharad Pawar tomorrow says that, okay, we are ready to join hands with BJP to provide stable government, Congress will keep out of this. And as of now, Sharad Pawar has rejected that there's any plan where NCP and BJP can join hands.
Thank you, Radhesham, for your insights on the political situation in Maharashtra. And we look forward to hearing from you in the coming days.
Thank you, Siddharth.
Thank you.